Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where, after several years of failing to deliver on its promises, will be placed under public control and the British people will decide its fate.
Ah.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. Like an X Factor for film pitches.
Cool.
But in the public hands. I'm Joel, a man who puts the sigh in psychopathy. And across from me is John Harris, who has kept a record of every sausage he's eaten since he was 8 years old. When questioned about his extensive notes kept in his parents' garage by the local Wickham Press last year, John said it was essential work and he would continue to document each and every pork cylinder he had until his dying day.
Mm.
March 15th, 2003.
Well, you won't off the top of my head. Let me just consult the list. I've got it. I've copied it all onto a Google Doc now. So,
clever.
March 15th. I've highlighted it yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I had a roast with sausage meat stuffing. Not technically a sausage, but it still needs to be documented.
Good to know the work is not only essential, but also extensive. John, we're here to pitch films, not talk about sausages. Although, do listen to our other podcast, The Sausage Factory, for more info on that.
See how the sausage is made. What about this one from Gareth? I'm not sure. I think Gareth might be new to the books. Three times one Gareth. This one is... I had to do some extensive research. An American Tale, Fievel Goes Westworld. Any idea?
An American Tale, Fievel Goes Westworld.
Do you remember An American Tale?
I don't think I do.
It's like a family animated film from like the 90s. It's not a Disney one. It looks like
like The Rescuers?
It had that kind of Rescuers aesthetic.
Love thinking about The Rescuers.
It looked like an animated rodent of sorts.
What was the obsession with animated rodents?
Interesting.
The 90s was a good time. If you were an animated rodent in the 90s, you were getting a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really plucking at random memories that are probably inaccurate, but I think something about the 90s, isn't there? A lot of Disney disbanded, so some of their best animators moved together to...
Some of their best rodents.
Some of their best rodent-based... So some of their best animators moved to make a new studio, but their best story writers didn't. And so Jeff, who was obsessed with animated rodents...
They only managed to get one animator, and all he drew at Disney was the rats. So if you watch one of those movies from the 90s, the rodents are exquisitely rendered, yeah. But the background, everything actually looks shit. It's like stick men, and but your eye's just drawn to the rat. Love The Rescuers.
Yeah, one of my favourite things about old school animation is the fact that they painted the backgrounds, so you could tell, as the sequence died, you could tell what could move and what couldn't in an image. So there would be a background, but there'd be one clearly drawn bit, and you're like, well, that's going to move at some point. That's definitely moving.
That's part of the plot.
And Westworld, anything?
Yeah, I've seen the first, maybe like 5 or 6 episodes of Westworld.
So I know the conceit
that
it is... a kind of future theme park where there are robots that are basically human-esque.
Yeah.
And so you kind of live out westerns with killing people, sleeping with what are they called? Mistresses of the night.
Yeah.
That's what they're all called.
Yeah, that's what they're called back then, in the Wild
You know,
West.
Just getting up to general debauchery that would have happened in the westerns, feeling morally okay with it because it's robots.
Yeah.
animated rodent.
So is there an animated rodent scuttling around Westworld that no one's noticed?
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, great, yeah. Great. And what's his role? What happens in American Tail?
Oh, mate, I didn't do that.
So how extensive was your research?
I typed in the title and I saw a picture.
Because you pre-seed this with... Well, I had to do some extensive research.
I had to find out what Westworld was and what American Tail was.
Nice. You didn't really find out about either of them.
No, I just looked at pictures.
Yeah, well, you're always just looking at pictures.
Yeah.
So an American Tail, so this rodent has ended up in Westworld.
Yeah, he can talk, he's animated. I've assumed he can talk.
He falls in love with another rodent, doesn't know that rodent is a robot,
and
tries to free the rodent from Westworld.
Yeah.
Is
this like humans... Like, are they trying to get robot rights and stuff? And
yeah, rodent rights.
Robents.
Not happy
with robents. Yeah. But you know what I was going for. I was stretching for a robot rodent pun, and I found nothing.
You found absolutely nothing.
I found nothing. Yeah.
But it's fine. Sometimes that's going to happen.
You've got to dive into the deep end and find out that no pun was there. I'm really sorry, Gareth. Thank you for your contribution, and I can only apologise for our awful
Gareth, in future, research. Mate. Suggest films that we've heard of. Just think about that. I think. What, do I reckon Joel and John have heard of this?
Yeah. Is it a really big film?
Yeah. Is it Back to the Future or a film John's seen?
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
All right. What about this one from Flash? He's definitely on the books.
Yeah.
Stranger Dings. Citizens of a town are haunted by a strange being that leaves cryptic messages all over the town in windings.
Nice.
Windings is the one where it all becomes symbols and stuff,
right?
What
is the point in Windings?
I'm not sure. The only thing I know about Windings is it is a big part of the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
No, it's not.
It is.
How big a part? They didn't bring down the towers.
Well, no, but it's a conspiracy theory.
Jet fuel can't melt fonts.
Yeah, so it goes, right, the theory, the conspiracy theory is about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Yeah.
Windings. No, because it's that thing, isn't it, where they're like, oh, if you divide the amount of people that were on the plane by the day of the week it was, mm-hmm. and then multiply it by the windings. Temperature that day, and type that into windings, it looks like a plane going into two towers. Have you not heard this?
No, of course I've not heard that.
Yeah.
I don't hang around on the same websites as you.
Anyway, so let's move on very swiftly from that. Stranger Things is not some sort of 9/11 conspiracy film.
It isn't. Well, you seem to have made it that. I don't understand what Windings is. There must be a reason it was created. Is it a way of like testing code? Or I don't really understand the purpose of it. No one's ever actually done anything in Windings.
Windings sounds like the Crazy Frog's vocal warm-up.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, you've made up for the robots thing earlier there.
Oh, cheers. Stranger Things, I haven't seen either,
mate.
I've been living under a rock, man.
Why haven't you seen Stranger
Things? Is it a podcast? No.
Why haven't you seen Stranger Things?
So the boring truth of it, I started watching with my girlfriend, and she is even more of a Freddy Pants than I am, and was like, no. And then
it was too strange.
Yeah, it was too strange and there were too many things.
It's so great.
Yeah, no, I need to watch it at some point. But then...
How can you call yourself...
So when you start watching something as a couple and then the other person says no, and then you think, all right, I'll watch it in my own time, it's like, oh...
I know. It feels like an act of betrayal almost.
Yeah. I mean, she said no, so like I can watch it. But if we're both keen on it, you know, Queer Eye, we're smashing through that.
Yep.
Stranger Things went on the back burner.
Too scary.
So Stranger Things, I know there's an upside down, there's a sunken place. I was going to say an upside down place, but it's upside down, the sunken place or something, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's the upside down world.
Oh, so I wasn't a million miles off.
No, I don't think so.
And so that someone...
I think the sunken place is Get Out, isn't it?
Oh shit, you're right.
Yeah. Your knowledge of scary things is so limited.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sunken place is Get Out and
there
the
was some scary
one.
Right, there was some scary stuff that came out a couple of years ago and had places.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, place. You're right. The upside down place.
Changing rooms. Changing places? Trading places.
And so someone tries to communicate.
A Place in the Sun.
A
Place in the Sun is a horror film about vampires who have woken up on the Costa Blanca.
I would watch a travelogue show about horror alternate universes.
A Place Not in the Sun.
Yeah.
And it's just vampires trying to find dark, dank caves to live in.
Yeah.
There you go. And it's all and it is hosted by Dion Dublin after his excellent work on Cash in the Attic. I want to say Cash in the Attic. Soundtrack by The Dube.
The Dube?
Yeah.
What's The Dube?
Oh, mate. Dion Dublin
yeah.
is a former footballer.
Yes, I know that.
Now turned daytime TV presenter.
Excellent.
Between those two things, he invented an instrument called the jube.
What's
and
it
it's
like
a wooden box. It's a percussive instrument. Apparently it's quite good, but it's called the jube. Dion Dublin's jube, mate.
Well, like the boxes that you sit on and hit.
Sort
because
of,
they already exist.
No, but it's got all different settings to it. I think it might be electronic. The jube.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna after this we're gonna spend some time on YouTube watching watching videos.
Well, and if we're feeling particularly cheeky, we might smoke a little jube. So the person in the upside down world he plays sends messages via lights.
Yeah, sort of.
And in this version, they send emails written in Windings.
Very good.
But the thing is, they're not that hard to translate because you just copy it and change it.
That's the thing. It's not the ultimate code, is it? It's not like fucking Alan Turing, was it? what was it? Where was Alan Turing based? Blenheim?
Bletchley.
Bletchley Park. Alan Turing at Bletchley Park.
With the Enigma
getting
machine,
a load of,
yeah.
Getting a load of Windings coming in. Yeah, desperately trying to use the Enigma machine to turn it into Comic Sans. You can send it on to our Winston.
And Turing's got a Turing's got a mate who's just on Microsoft Word. Yeah. Like, just change
I can't
font.
Believe this guy. Just don't look at my screen. Don't look at my screen. That's all Alan Turing was doing, was just changing the font.
All right, what about this one from, I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Tim.
Scroobius Pip.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
It's not a real name.
Magic Mike XXX El Mariachi.
Right.
Unlike Gareth's, I've decided to actually look at my phone and find out what the plot of this film is.
You've learned from your mistakes.
So El Mariachi is a 1992 Mexican-American contemporary Western action film and the first installment in the saga that came to be known as Robert Rodriguez's Mexico trilogy.
Oh, very familiar with it.
The Mexico trilogy finishes with Once Upon a Time in Mexico, which genuinely big, famous film. So, Magic Mike, it's about a guitar player who goes around killing people. That's not...
Magic Mike is?
That was a...
I did not take that away from that film.
What I did there was I went, oh, I found the plot synopsis on Wikipedia, and then I put my phone down and made up a new synopsis that was so vague. But yeah. Look, once again, let's just do classic John stuff here and look at the cover picture. There's a tortoise...
Good,
there's a guitar
good,
case
good.
And a
okay.
gun.
A sexy tortoise that takes off its shell on stage. You've always wanted to know what's under there.
Have I?
Yeah, you're always going on about it.
Me?
Is there anything under there?
He's not Rayman. Is that his limbs?
No, I know that his limbs must be connected to something. But you know, like the underbelly?
Yeah.
Is that the belly?
Oh.
Because it's not like an actual shell, is it? There isn't like a smaller. It's not like, you know.
You can remove the shell.
Russian doll.
It's not like shellfish. That can, you know, crawl from...
A hermit crab.
Hermit crabs.
No, turtles aren't like hermit crabs. As they grow up, they find bigger shells.
I wonder what all those empty shells like on the street were.
Yeah, so a turtle seductively takes off its shell in a big sexy show.
And... what? Because you saw on the poster
cover... I'm
obsessed
with the turtle now, yeah. I mean, you don't put that on the cover unless it's quite essential to the plot, right? Surely.
I assume...
The rest of it was a road when a man holding a gun. So all I can assume about that film is that this guy and this turtle are on some sort of road trip.
I assume because you don't see the head of the main guy and you
He's
see
the
whole
turtle.
He's
got the head of a turtle. Is that what you're going to say?
No. I was going to say, I'm assuming that the guy with the gun and the guitar is the villain and our hero
is the turtle. Nice, okay.
So, yeah, he's a stripper and... For some reason, to pay some bills or something, he's taken out a loan from some bad guys.
Yeah.
And
now
they've sent guitar gunmen after him.
Yeah.
And he has to strip his way through the country.
Very good.
Whilst being chased, trying to pay off this debt.
Mm-hmm. And the end, actually, is he befriends the guitar-playing guy.
Yeah.
And he soundtracks his strip dances from there.
Oh. Yeah. Lovely stuff. All right. What about this one from Michael? Goodfellas, the story of Henry Hill and his life in the mob, focusing on the time he opened a pizzeria.
Oh, that's nice.
But is it nice? Is it like Chef?
Yeah, it's like Chef.
So it's just
a load of good guys. They're actually quite good fellas.
They're good.
That's it, yeah.
That's how they got
their
name.
They're the good people in the mob. They're the good guys of the mob.
Oh.
Not everyone in the mob's a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got like mob chefs and stuff.
Mob chefs.
Yeah. I reckon it's actually quite a small percentage of the mob that are doing the murderings and stuff. A lot of them are just going about the pudding.
I'd imagine so too, yeah.
Yeah. Not everyone in the mob's doing the murdering.
No.
You know, what about all the backroom staff? Making it happen. They're the good guys. They're the good fellas.
All I know about this version of Goodfellas is it's a lovely feel-good family film about a family struggling to open up a pizzeria. Maybe what they realise is the only way to really get off the ground, that basically they can't make these pizzas quick enough. So yep. They realise, chuck them in the microwave.
Cool. And then actually there's a rivalry between them and the guys at Chicago Town?
Yeah.
Are they Goodfellas?
Oh, wait, is Chicago Town the ones you put in the microwave and Goodfellas the ones you put in the oven?
I'm not sure.
Whatever.
Either way, there's a bit. That's when the mob rivalry starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so
Papa John's involved.
They're just delivering, mate.
Yeah, well, they're delivering bullets to call the front door.
Yeah, call me Papa John because I always deliver. Don't call me Papa John.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you.
And then at the end, it's a lovely family feel-good film.
Yep.
Great. And then it fades to black, and on the screen it's like the Goodfellas mob gang killed upwards of 200 people in their time.
Yeah, I like that. The pepperoni was mostly made of their enemies.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Right, I've had this one in from Jack, and I'll tell you why I like this one, because it's not a title.
Yeah.
It's conceptual.
Cool.
So something happens. That's the concept.
Great.
Something happens, some sort of big event, seismic event, and this guy wakes up the next day, and time has stopped for him, but not for anyone else. And so as the plot progresses, he's just getting further and further into the past.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Imagine that, mate. So the world's happening around him. Yeah. He can't interact with anyone. He's just living in a frozen moment in time, and he can't interact with the world or anything, but the world around him is progressing through time.
So is he out of his body, and his body's just standing still? I'm confused.
No, he's in his body.
But then if the whole world's moving on, how is he not?
All I've got is a line about a guy who's stuck in a moment in time.
Look, I'm happy. Look.
How would that work?
Someone being stuck in a moment in time, Jack, sounds more like the whole world would be frozen.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to work out how to get it started again, which is an interesting concept.
Well, that's just Bernard's watch.
No, because he's got the watch.
Yeah, but I mean...
A guy wakes up after a seismic event...
And he needs to find Bernard's watch.
He needs to find... Hey, for some reason, Bernard pausing time has accidentally paused Bernard.
Oh, shit.
But for some reason hasn't... Was this main character?
He's like, he doesn't know, but he's like the long lost son of Bernard.
Yeah.
And he has this power to stop time.
So he has to find his granddad, who is now an old Bernard.
Yep. And the watch.
But like you say, he's been estranged from this grandfather. So he's basically having to investigate and find his grandfather, who now lives in South America.
If you froze time, what would you get up to?
Am I allowed to... Fucking hell. Am I allowed to listen to podcasts?
Oh, my God!
I was thinking I could get some chores done, and then I could unpause it and be like, great, I didn't waste that time on chores. Ooh, can I pause time on a hangover? So can what? I do you know when you're hungover and you're like, oh, I hate the world.
Yeah.
Can I pause time for 6 hours and
No.
Get the hangover
done. No. Because if you pause time, you'll just have a hangover the same
length. When it unpauses?
No, because you'll pause time and you can freely move around.
Yeah.
You'll still have a hangover.
But so I'm
not... A hangover is an existential thing that exists outside of your body.
So, right. And then what I'm saying is, if I had a hangover and I wanted to do some stuff the morning after, can I just at 6 a.m. hit that thing?
Nah.
6 hours.
Just sleep for 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Just sort myself out, rehydrate, and then unpause. It's still 6 a.m., but I no longer have a hangover because I've been paused for that long. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Terrible uses of the ability to stop time.
I don't want to do anything big.
Wouldn't you go to any secret places?
Oh, I just think consequences. Wouldn't
you like to have a look around secret places?
Fine. I'd pause.
Pop your head in the Queen's bedroom.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Have a little look around Parliament.
I was 10 Downing Street.
10 Downing Street. You'd have a look at secret places, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd... No, but no one would know you'd ever been there, so they wouldn't necessarily check for fingerprints and stuff.
I would go to Washington.
How would you get there?
Normally
go there, then pause time. Now, I was thinking, how are you going to get on a plane, John? Everything's frozen.
No. Normally go to Washington, and then I'd pause time, and I basically, every time Donald Trump was doing something, I would like stand in front of him. You all right, mate? Okay. And then pause time again and then go somewhere else. And then like an hour later, I'll just be in front of him. You all right, mate? And then disappear.
Oh,
just
nice.
Just make him think that there's a random British guy who's haunting him.
But you'd be all over the news.
No, I wouldn't. Because Trump, I would only do it in private.
Okay.
So clever. Trump would be like, there's a British guy following me.
Yeah, that's really good.
And,
and then they'd get like a photo of it sketched done and your face would be on the global news. And imagine that. No one would know. Everyone back home would be like, John, the president of the United States of America thinks you're haunting him.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And then what I'd do was I'd go back to England and I would hope that Theresa May takes the mic. And then I would do it to her.
All the world leaders think they're being haunted by this awkward British guy.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that.
Thanks, mate.
That's really good.
What was our film idea?
Time stops for a guy, but the world keeps moving. It doesn't really make any sense.
John haunts the world leaders is great.
Yeah, that is good.
And it's never anything particularly nefarious. It is just like, you know what, mate?
But you're just freaking them out. That's the best thing about it.
They're having breakfast and I just appear in front of them eating a bowl of cereal.
No, it's very good.
And they just disappear again.
Yeah. That's really fun.
This one's from a man we like to call Muscles Tom.
Oh, God, yeah.
This one is the final part of the Aging Furniture trilogy.
Oh, it's been coming. It's been a long time coming.
I didn't know it was an early
trilogy. It's a shame, but I'm sure he's got... You know, we thought the Star Wars trilogy had finished.
Yeah.
So I reckon in about 10 years' time, when we're still doing this show, Muscles Tom will come back.
And disappoint us all. Tommy Lee Jones is back for one last paycheck, The Window.
Let me guess. No, I don't want to guess.
So this final part is a bit more complicated, brackets, as third acts always are, so bear with me. If you look through the window from the outside, you start to get older. So the longer you stare through, the older you get. If you look through the window from the other side, you start to get younger and younger. However, if you smash the window, you remain at the age you currently are forevermore. That's the twist. That's not a twist.
That's not a twist.
The end.
Right, what's the rate of aging? Because we're at a window now. If I stand and look out of that window, I'm aging while I'm looking out of the window. I mean, terrible film idea. It's just Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones is 90 minutes older.
No, I think you'd be at some significant.
So you'd notice it maybe in the window reflection.
Yeah.
Okay. And
is it by the way, is Tommy Lee Jones in all of these as the same character? That's the important
thing. Yeah.
So he looks through that window. He's like, not again.
By this point, surely he's just living in a padded cell.
He also died in the last one.
Did he die in the last one?
Well, no. Maybe he was just the investigator, because in the last one, we concluded that someone would live in a house and then die 2 days later because every time they left the house, they aged 50 years.
So what happens if... let's assume this window is somewhere public. It's just on like a high street. If you walk down and you want to check your reflection, you're 10 years older?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That'd be terrifying.
And then you've got to go into the shop. And look out the window.
But you don't know
for
that.
The same amount of time.
But you don't
That's where it's hard to strike the balance there, because, you know, let's say you look out the window for 10 minutes and that means you're... No, not 10 minutes. No one's doing that. For 1 minute and you're 30 years older.
Yeah.
You then have to figure out what happened and then look through the window the other way the exact same amount of time.
So a big evil person who wants to remain young forever has discovered...
I figured out exactly what I would do in this situation, by the way.
What, if you had access to this mirror?
If I had a window on the high street,
yeah.
I'd pretend I was this amazing salon that would make you look 10 years younger. and I'd get them to like close their eyes, put a load of treatment on, and then spin around to the window. They look out the window for a second, put the blindfold back on, then, you know, 10 minutes later, show them in the mirror, and like, bam, look at this.
10 years
young. All I've done is wiped a load of like fairy washing up liquid on their face or something. They can't believe it. You'd be a millionaire, but you could never expand the business, so you just have to meet exceptional demand at this rubbish little high street salon. Refusing to open this like mega store.
Paying thousands of pounds. Yeah. I mean, that's not a film idea. It's a great idea.
Thanks. It's a good business idea. It's an excellent business. If you know where this window is, let's talk business.
My idea, Muscles Tom, is that we basically, some sort of oligarch has discovered the window and is using it to keep them and their friends young. Mm-hmm. However, what Tom didn't elaborate on is it's a balance thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for every time they make someone 10 years younger by making them look, I'm saying a year a minute. So they look through the mirror, 10 minutes, 10 years younger. However, they have to get other unwilling people to look the other way and age 10 years. It's like, because otherwise it doesn't, you know, the window doesn't have its charge.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So that's why it's evil. That's
I like that.
And the final sequence should probably be, it seems a bit tortury for a hero to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But she basically makes the big baddie look through it for ages and then smash the window when they're like 120.
That's great. Well done. Like the portrait of Dorian Gray, really, isn't it?
Yeah. In the end of the picture of Dorian Gray, do they just destroy the painting and he just ages really quickly?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Melting! Yeah, so if you... Right, Muscles Tom, if in 10 years' time you come back with a painting that ages people...
Yeah.
No.
We're across this.
Yeah.
And... Stick around till the end of the episode because we've got a lovely email from Muscles Tom.
Well, you don't know that. I've told you you're not allowed to read it.
I can't read it, but I assume it's lovely.
Of course
Unless he's really changed character in the last few weeks.
Nah.
Become a real bastard. Shall we pitch our own movie ideas, John?
Yeah, Shotgun going first, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Lady in the Trampoline.
Good, good. I saw a video recently of some foxes bouncing on a bouncy roof.
Yeah. Bouncy roof?
This is my immediate thought. So they built a roof. I think it's like to protect some sort of plants. Anyway, foxes got up on there, and they're bouncing around. They're having such a great time.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is there's a precedent for animals enjoying trampolines.
Yeah, that John Lewis Christmas advert with the boxer.
Yeah, similar.
Lots of videos of dogs jumping on trampolines.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a 20-second viral video.
Good. You go to the cinema to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
That's the future. The future is a cinema that just shows vines.
Yeah. Oh, God. Even though Vine's dead, but yeah. And maybe the dog falls so in love with the trampoline because it's enjoying bouncing on it so much. That it shares a spaghetti dinner with it.
With the trampoline?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's cute.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Thanks.
The hearty Italian job. So, imagine a world where there's one sandwich left.
I was thinking it's not the type of bread they offer in Subway.
Yeah.
The only bread anyone takes, right?
Italian herbs and cheese for me, mate, because I'm a connoisseur at the Subway.
Good point.
It's got all the stuff on it.
That's the one I was thinking of, actually. Apologies.
So, the hearty Italian job. Or the Italian herbs and cheese job, depending on your Subway sandwich preference.
Yeah.
But essentially what's happened is we live in a future where there aren't any sandwiches anymore because the gluten haters have taken over. They've banned gluten. There's no more gluten, right? And the Subway have tried to adopt the gluten-free bread model, but it just doesn't work. It doesn't hold up in that super toaster.
The 20-second super toaster.
The gluten-free bread can't sustain that heat. Fun fact, I used to work at a place that had a super toaster. They're sensational pieces of machinery. I don't understand why they're not more widely available.
What do you mean?
That you can cook a beef Wellington in one in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
They you would not believe how hot they get. They're hotter than the sun.
Whoa.
The Merry Chef instant oven is the hottest thing known to man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's actually what Frodo throws the ring into at the end of the day.
Cheese untoasted?
Anyway, there aren't any sandwiches left in Britain apart from one sandwich being kept in a refrigerated vault. And it's obviously priceless.
Yeah.
So Michael Caine gets the band back together to nick Britain's last sandwich. And that's that. And I think it'll be a massive hit because Britain loves a sandwich so much.
Yeah.
So imagine the world in Britain where there are no sandwiches left. Horrible. Unthinkable, really. What would become of the Tesco meal deal?
Yeah. A while back, Joel, off his own cuff, invented a film in which the premise was there were no more crisps.
Basically, it's just my greatest fears coming.
It's just an absence of carbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even begin to think about that.
Next week, look forward to pasta. No, no.
John, I've got a film idea for you. No more cakes. Imagine, right, there aren't any cakes left, and I'll have thought of a clever title for it.
Is there any blowing bloody doors off.
Yeah, it's sandwich-based. It's the doors to that Merry Chef oven.
Because for some reason someone evil is trying to burn the sandwich by cheese and toasting
and they want to blow the door off.
They're going to cheese and toast it for 2 minutes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
God, don't.
Be cinder.
So there you are, mate. What's the winner this week? There was some good stuff in there this week, I think.
I was a big fan of, God, all of it. Stranger Dings, Goodfellas.
Stranger Dings.
Yeah.
Give it to Stranger Dings. Good to think about Wingdings. Makes you think of the 90s. The little paperclip. He should have been a character. Anyway, it's too late. We know it's too late because there is a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the room is Tommy Lee Jones. And he's a million years old. Right, so we've got some correspondence from Muscles Tom. Muscles Tom, the crafter of exceptional emails up until this point. So let's see. Hope he can continue such a great run of form.
He's been nice at the beginning. Read that bit? Is that the etiquette?
Oh, it's only the etiquette if you're a big deal. And we're not a big deal, mate. Give us the praise.
What a fantastic show. I don't think I've ever been so moved as the last time I saw E.T. all those years ago. Your vision elevated my stories to a much higher level than I could have ever imagined. I'm sure it won't be long now until Hollywood come knocking at the door. Oh, hang on. What's that? No, it's just Mum with the Welsh cakes. He's regional humour. I love it.
He's so good.
A visit? That sounds like a fantastic idea. I can see the headline of the local paper now. Thousands turn up as John and Joel rock Conwy 2018. Many disappointed faces as Cameron Diaz couldn't make it. Not sure why. I've always thought of this as an equivalent to Cameron Diaz, frankly.
Yeah.
Our mussel fishing season doesn't start until September, though. So if you want to have a go at it, you'll have to wait until then. Best regard, Mussels Tom. He signed it off, Mussels Tom. P.S. This is important. P.S. Mussel fishing is when you fish or collect mussels from a natural source, like we do, from a mussel bed. Mussel farming is when the mussels are cultivated by human influence, such as your rope-grown or dredged mussels. So you're both correct, 1 point each. P.P.S. Yes. A View to a Kill is in no way the best Bond song.
Ding, oh,
ding, ding, round one. You can go fight him in a car park, I guess.
I'm not having that at all.
I mean, I think he's mostly saying that so that you'll come and fight him.
I'm happy to fight him. even though he goes by the name Mussels Tom.
Which we've made because he fishes mussels.
He fishes mussels, yeah. Or farms them. No, he fishes them.
No, he fishes them. So, yeah. I mean, he's given us both a point, but actually I think you get probably more points.
Cause so what we can conclude from this is that he knows his mussel fishing.
Yeah.
Doesn't know his Bond themes. But we're not all perfect.
No.
Not all perfect. Great work, Tom. So I guess we are going to...
September, we're going mussel fishing.
Ridiculous.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.